Are hospitals doing everything they should to make sure they're correct when they declare patients brain dead? That's the provocative question being raised by new research that came out today in the journal JAMA Neurology. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein explains what the researchers found.
5 years ago, the American Academy of Neurology issued guidelines for every hospital to follow when declaring someone brain dead. David Greer of the Yale University School of Medicine helped write the rules.
This is truly one of those matters of life and death, and we want to make sure that this is done right every single time.
The experts hoped uniform guidelines would eliminate any doubt about when someone could be considered truly brain dead.
The worst case scenario would be if we were to pronounce somebody brain dead and then they recovered some neurological function. That would be horrific if that were the case. So we have to be 100% accurate about this every single time.
Greer and his colleagues decided to take a look at what hospitals are actually doing 5 years later, so they surveyed nearly all of them. Most hospitals did adopt some version, but hospitals still have lots of different rules about what is absolutely necessary to declare someone brain dead.
One of them was making sure that patients were not too cold. If somebody has a low temperature, then their brain function can actually be suppressed based on that.
And they may not actually be brain dead, but more than one out of every five hospitals fail to require doctors to check body temperature. Almost half don't check their blood pressure. Some skip other tests the guidelines say are crucial. And most don't demand that a brain expert or even a fully trained doctor make the call.
In some hospitals, they actually allowed for a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant to do it.
Now, no one thinks people are routinely being declared brain dead when they're still alive, but Greer says hospitals still clearly have a long way to go to make their policies more consistent.
There are very few things in medicine that should be black and white, but this is certainly one of them. So there really are no excuses at this point for hospitals not to be able to do this 100% of the time.
Other experts agree. James Burnett of Dartmouth is a leading authority on brain death.
It's disturbing that despite all of the educational intervention to try to bring doctors up to the national standards, that there remains such great variability.
The patchwork of rules could make people start to wonder what's really going on when their loved ones end up in the ICU. That could make them reluctant to donate their family members' organs or become organ donors themselves. Leslie Wetstein is a bioethicist at Walsh University in Ohio.
If one hospital is using a testing method that's different from another hospital, people might wonder, are they really dead?
The American Hospital Association says hospitals work hard to make sure their policies reflect national guidelines and local regulations about brain death. But the new study serves as a reminder that they need to review those policies. Rob Stein, NPR News.